We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, now this Dolphins Monday. We begin our 3 o'clock hour here. I am in Boca Raton, and Crowder, who is reconnecting here, is in Cairo, Egypt. And if you were listening at 2 o'clock, you got to hear a dumbfounded expression on my face. Yes, you actually got to hear a dumbfounded expression on my face. So a few things going on here on this Dolphins Monday. We're going to talk with John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta this hour. We'll talk about the Hurricanes, and we can talk some college football playoffs with him if he wants. I was at the Odyssey Beach Festival. I guess you couldn't make it, Crowder, because you were in Egypt, so there would be no way for you to be there. But I was at the Odyssey Beach Festival on Saturday. And I have to say, and I say this every year, because you know how long I've been involved in radio. And yeah. You know, half of these radio events, I mean, you've been in radio a long time now. Half of these radio events are so terrible. They're kind of embarrassing. And This Odyssey Beach Festival, I have to give props to Von Freeman, who is a longtime employee of ours. But he really puts all this stuff together. He spearheads everything. This Odyssey Beach Festival every year is consistently the best radio station festival that I can, and somehow it tops itself every year. The weather on Fort Lauderdale Beach, now I understand Odyssey had nothing to do with the weather, but the weather on Fort Lauderdale Beach this weekend was unbelievable. And then I was only there on Saturday. My wife and I went Saturday, and I wasn't feeling great, but I figured the ocean air would serve me well and the nice sunshine. And I didn't know many of the acts this year, but I'll tell you, I saw this guy, Youngblood, who's like this British rock star, you know, character. He was excellent. We watched Jimmy Eat World, who did the, the Panthers song. They sounded terrible on the Panthers song, by the way. Who else did we enjoy? The Phoenix. There was a group on Saturday night called The Phoenix. Watched Jack White on Saturday night. I mean, we saw some really good acts, but I just have to give props to Von Freeman and all the promotions and sales and all the departments that put this Odyssey Beach Festival together, because it was just so well done that I wouldn't say anything if I thought it was crappy. But every year I'm blown away by how good it is. And it was fantastic.
We don't have to bring up anybody else that owned us in the past, but we didn't talk about many festivals.
I know, I'm telling you, most radio events are embarrassing, right? I mean, you know.
To your point about if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I guess we're getting after that. Yeah.
Usually it's like a big cluster bleep. And I mean, this Odyssey Beach Festival is so good. And Dan, were you out there both days for it?
Yes, sir. Didn't miss one second of the festival.
Who was your favorite act?
I got to say, Phoenix was really, really good.
Youngblood, really good.
Really good. I actually got up early for the opening act, a band called Giovanni and the Hired Guns, and they were fantastic, too.
Yeah, I had never heard of Phoenix. Had you heard of them?
Oh, yeah. Listomania, 1901. They're a French band.
Yeah. Yeah. Guy was like, he was like a super cool rock star, I thought. Like, I was really impressed by them. And it was just fun. Twin Peaks had a big setup out there. Crowder, they had a big tent and a big bar. And Jack Daniels was doing haircuts on the beach. They had a whole barber shop set up. And, I mean, it was really just a really well done event. So anyone that made it out to the Odyssey Beach Festival, and there were thousands there. The vibe was just great. But what a great event by the radio station. So or the radio group. So kudos to all involved. Couple other things. Solana, he's on the West Coast, but Solana has tickets all this week to see an Inter Miami game next year. And we're going to be giving them away on the show before 6 o'clock. It's made possible by Coca-Cola. As you know, Solana was hosting a couple of watch parties last week. So we've got Inter Miami tickets to give away sometime before 6 o'clock today. And we will do so, again, made possible by Coca-Cola. So just keep listening to win that. And like I said, John Michaels, we'll talk some Tua, we'll talk some Dolphins, but John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, because I was out sick all last week, we didn't get a chance to kind of do the post-mortem on the hurricane season. And so I wanted to bring him on and do that. You think he's going to renew his season tickets, Crowder?
Yes, I don't think he's happy, but I think he's so ingrained in Kane's culture that he's going to do it reluctantly.
I think he's going to bail. I think he is so shocked. And again, I don't know and I didn't ask him, but we'll talk to him in the next segment. But I think he is so embarrassed by what transpired this season with the Hurricanes football team that he is not going to renew his season tickets.
Hawk, he had one tattoo and he got two more and he named his son Kane.
I know.
His son's name is Kane.
I know. And he upgraded his tickets to Cabo.
Dale. God bless you. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. 305 on the Hockman and Crowder Show is presented by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733.
He absolutely hated, and hate's a strong word, and I'm using it on purpose. He hated Al Golden and watched him year after year after year.
Well, you can hate your coaches and still root for your team, but it's another thing to live in Atlanta, invest in season tickets, and then have the season that they put up this particular season. There's not a single person on the planet that expected the season to feel this way, you know? There's no one. So I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out in the next segment.
First time you didn't win six games since 2007. Sorry. 2007 was the last time. It was a 5-7 season.
And look at some of the teams that they lost to in that. I mean, Middle Tennessee State will jump out at you for the rest of your life. I mean, that one, like, to lose that game and not be able to go to a bowl game because of it. I mean, that's lost revenue, first of all, for an athletic department that's spending more revenue than they ever have before. By the way, Brazil is up 4-0 over South Korea as we head into the second half here of the FIFA World Cup. 4-0. Brazil seems to have this one in hand. Second half just started. But I just think that... I just think you'll look back on that Kane season and I don't know if there's a way that you can say, well, had this gone differently, had that gone differently. That season was just an abomination for whatever reason, and it never clicked, you know? They were always fighting upstream. It was a real odd season to be a Hurricanes fan, to be so excited from the off season. And then to have that happen during the actual football season was a tough pill to swallow.
The quarterback carousel was frustrating, I know.
Yes.
And that we asked in the preseason to multiple people, who's the guy that's going to set himself apart? Who's the breakout star?
Yeah.
And then, Hawk, we asked week 5, and then we asked week 8. And then after it got to about week 10, we kind of knew there was no breakout stars. You don't break out at the last game of the season.
So I think it'll be Tyler Van Dyke and Jake Garcia both returning next season for the Hurricanes. Dan Day is filling in for Solana, who's out on the West Coast. Crowder is in Egypt. That was not a joke if you were listening to us at the beginning of this segment. He is in Egypt. Solana just sent us a picture of a Earl of Sandwich somewhere in California, and he said it's go time. We know that's his favorite place when he's traveling.
He said, let's ride.
Let's ride. Earl of Sandwich, full Montague.
It's spicy.
It's spicy. Oh, how about that guy? I mean,
that's gracious.
Did I see that Baker Mayfield got released today?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield got released. Holy moly. I mean, man, there is some quarterback play out there. I mean, Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson. Whew. I mean, goodness gracious. There's some
Baker
surprises.
Baker needs to call Johnny Manziel and see what the next steps are.
USFL. I saw a USFL promo yesterday during the game.
I don't think – if we're not joking either, Hawk, I don't know if
I'm
he
not
really
joking.
Gets picked up. Okay.
I'm not joking. I mean, yes. he had a weapon-rich offense in Cleveland and was never able to do anything with it.
He's not good.
Yeah, he's not.
Why do we fight people not being good so much?
He is not good. All right, let's get headlines here with Dan Day. Start out the 3 o'clock hour.
You've got to get to Gunther Mazda in Fort Lauderdale during the Season of Inspiration sales event on 441 just north of I-595 or visit GuntherMazda.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Mazda. I have a beam of hope and light. If you are a Hurricanes fan, the football team, they have flipped North Carolina commit Joshua Horton. The 6'5", 290-pounder will play defensive end.
Yeah, I saw that. You know what? I got so wrapped up in all that stuff during the last offseason that I'm not doing it again this offseason. Well, you know, maybe around, you know, August, but not now. I don't care who they flip. I don't care who goes into the transfer portal. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
It's too much.
Bring in their dogs. Mario and Charlie Strong got to bring in their Gattis. Got to bring in what he needs, Hawk. Come on,
definitely do.
Speaking of former number ones, the Dolphins are signing former number one overall pick Eric Fisher and, in a corresponding move, placing starting offensive tackle Austin Jackson on the injured reserve.
Yeah, they just sent out the press release on it, the Miami Dolphins. They made it official, so Austin Jackson goes to injured reserve. They write about Eric Fisher, 2-time Pro Bowl selection, 10-year veteran. He should certainly be able to shore things up, I guess. I haven't followed his career, obviously, since he was drafted. But I'm assuming he's had some great seasons being a Pro Bowler, and obviously they need some help there. So,
yeah, it scares me, though, because he signed a one-year deal with the Colts, and they let him go when they were supposed to be beefing up to try to make a run.
Right.
So I'm interested to see if he can still perform. He was hell in Kansas City, Hawk, I tell you. Number one, for a tackle to go number one overall, he was like, yeah, he had to be that man.
Over at the World Cup earlier today, Croatia defeated Japan via shootout, while Brazil is up 4-0 over South Korea in the 51st minute.
Very good.
The Heat, after their biggest win of this early season, defeating the Celtics in Boston in overtime on Friday, they look to get back to action against Memphis at 8 tonight.
That's in Memphis?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, Hawk, we're better when Jimmy Butler plays. It's amazing.
It is pretty amazing, though. You know, we get so riled up when they're not doing well when he's not out there. And when he's out there and you're like, oh, this is a pretty good team. That win against Boston, that's a very big win. And again, I think they're an elite team in the East? I don't. I'm just being honest. But I think by the end of the season, they could be an elite team in the East. If Bam keeps playing great and Jimmy's healthy and he's out there playing, they could be. Right now, I don't think they are.
And as we talked about last week, Bam was taking over. Bam was being assertive and being the number one. And it was so encouraging because Jimmy came back and dropped 25, and Bam still led the team in scoring. If we can keep that up, to your point, I think we can sneak up into that top 4 or 5.
Because Solana, a couple weeks ago, had done that topic. He's like, I think Bam is an underappreciated player. And I'm like, he's not underappreciated because he needs to do this more often. And then all of a sudden he had that week, like you said, and you're like, okay. Yeah, he does that, then I would say he's going to be underappreciated. Yeah.
The Panthers took down the Seattle Kraken 5-1 on Saturday. The Cats, they face Winnipeg tomorrow at 8.
All right, very good.
Capital One Orange Bowl feature Clemson and Tennessee. The game takes place 8 o'clock December 30th at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, very cool. College football playoffs are upon us. Bowl season is upon us. There's 41 bowl games, Crowder, 41.
Ooh. I might have to make a call into our Orange Bowl friends. I think that game's going to be good.
That's a good game. I was thinking about making a 41-team parlay and try to get every bowl game right and retire early.
Why you mess up my bowl game fun with this? Oh,
we had such an awful weekend gambling. I can't even begin to tell you. Where'd you say you're staying in Egypt? Where are you right now?
Four Seasons.
All right, well, when you see our gambling totals, when it gets over there, finally, you're going to be at the Holiday Inn.
I had to put it on the wife's credit card because of you. And the language barrier, they didn't know how to tell me my credit card was declined. No,
they're like, oh, you're in that Hochman Gambling Consortium? Yeah, you'll be over here.
Mr. Crowder, this does not work on our machine. Oh, it's your machine. I understand. Okay.
Just imagine if you hit the first 40, how much pressure is going to be on that 41st bowl that you've
been in. I'd be hedging by number 27.
40? We lost 10 this week, and how the hell are we going to hit 40?
And we've lost, I believe, 10 out of our last 11 wagers.
I've done that.
I'm laughing not to cry.
Yesterday we had Ryan from Funky Buddha had us wager that Mike Gesicki would score a touchdown. I mean, that was patently laughable. Dr. Chuck Metzger had us Jalen Waddle over 6.5 receptions. I mean, he couldn't get near the ball. It was flying right over his head. Tua was throwing him so high. What else? We live bet the Dolphins while they were down, thinking that they would win the game, which they had a chance to. We had the Washington Commanders -2. That, of course, ended in a tie. We had a parlay. We had a three-team parlay, which would have won if Lamar Jackson didn't get hurt. Because the only game we lost in that parlay was the Baltimore game. I think they were -8.5. They ended up winning that game. But if Lamar Jackson doesn't get hurt, we would have won that parlay.
Yeah. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you inhale a pee.
Hawk and Crowder.
I mean, look at that. So
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline is John Michaels, who hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's a frequent guest on our show. And we have a lot of stuff to get to here, John, but I do recall last time he was on with us, you know, we came in the studio because he had come down to Miami for the FSU game, and we wanted to show him the studio, but we were explaining to him that we don't do the show from the studio all the time. And I was off all last week with pneumonia, and I'm doing the show from my house today. I'm in Boca. And I remember John going, oh, how, you know, like, what system do you guys use, and where are you? Do you know where Crowder is doing the show from right now, John? Have you looked on social media?
Well, only because I have looked on social media. Did I see Crowder literally perched by one of the pyramids in Egypt? Is that a
correct statement? That
is
correct. Where are you right now? Tell John Michaels where you're doing the show from right now.
I am in a room in the Four Seasons in Cairo, Egypt.
Okay, see, I need to understand how this works out. Like, do you guys just get carte blanche? As long as you're on from 2 to 6, like you're scheduled, it doesn't really matter actually where you're at?
Well, I don't think anybody really, unless we pointed it out, I don't think anybody would really know where we are. So, you know, you've got too many people on your show. Me, it's just me and Crowder. I mean, you got too many, there's too many snitches on your show.
The biggest problem with having five guys on one show, which is ridiculous, although it works really well, is if one or two of us are on remote, it sounds terrible because you can't have the eye contact or figuring out who's trying to talk or not. We did a show last year when Georgia played for the national title. The craziest part is our former Georgia quarterback, Hudson Mason, had COVID and couldn't go. Our two guys that are local Georgia guys didn't go. So Joe Hamilton, who played at Georgia Tech and diabolically hates Georgia, and myself, who's a diehard Miami Hurricane fan, we're in Indianapolis trying to do a show from a kitchen at an Airbnb, and these guys are back in the studio, and it sounded terrible. Joe and I are trying to give them boots on the ground. They're just talking, and I looked at Joe, and I said, you know what? I'm taking a segment off and ordering breakfast, and that's kind of the way we went about our business.
It's too crowded. This is just casual, real easy. Just I talk, he talks, and then we're all we all reconvene the next day.
Say, John. Think y'all are doing a little too much on that show there. Like, yeah,
take it easy, man. It's just radio. Take it easy.
It's cake on this side.
Before we get into it, we were gambling in the last segment. Will you or will you not be renewing your Hurricane season tickets?
Yes, but I am probably going to go down to just one ticket instead of two. Part of it I've realized, while my wife enjoys traveling to Miami, she doesn't really like going to football games as much as I do. So buying two tickets is sort of turned into, all right, even when I come down, is almost a waste of money. I'm giving away another ticket or sometimes selling them. So my buddy Mondo was like, hey, you know, I'm going to move sections, talking about him. He's like, I'm looking for a different club level. And I said, look, if you go, let me know. I'll just add a third ticket next to you. And then when I'm not there, if he wants to use them, he can have them. And then when I do come down, it looks like I'm coming down solo more often than not, which is a win for me. But no, I'm going to renew as much as mad as I was.
Wow,
and if
I'm
you would have
surprised.
Heard me leaving the FSU game, you would have probably heard me say some things to the contrary. But that was alcohol and maybe a Delta 8 powered. So I was a little angry coming up that afternoon and evening.
I'm surprised. Crowder said you were going to renew him. And I said, no chance. Because there's no, I mean, listen. I always do a postmortem when the season is over, and because I was out last week, we didn't get to have Jan. So now we're a little further removed from the season. Mm-hmm. But they're not bowl eligible. It's bowl season. They're not bowl eligible. I mean, is there anything you could put your finger on that you go, well, that's why this season went this far off the rails?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Anything you want to say is the reason it went off the rails. I've heard Coach Cristobal on QAM, and I go back and re-listen when he's on with Joe Rose and Zach, and, you know, love his honesty. It seems like he threw some kids under the bus, said there were kids that didn't buy in. At the FSU game, I saw kids that absolutely quit. They wanted no part of the ass-whooping they were taken by Florida State, which hurt me. And it should have hurt every Miami fan that was out there. I think injuries were a part of it, although I've never subscribed to, we didn't win because this guy got hurt. I think the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator may have been misfit, and we'll see if Coach Cristobal decides to make a move from there. Whatever it may be, everything that could go wrong went wrong, and it really, to me, started back at Texas A&M. I think if you win that game, you probably go 8-4. You're still not a great football team, and you're playing at Fenway Park on December 19th or something like that, but there are a lot of things that have to change. The good thing is, unlike last year when we were in this position, we know now Dan Radakovich is there. Solid athletic director. The financing and the backing for the University of Miami is there. Something we, you know, Hawk, we haven't had that since before you went to school there. Like, there's never really been true financial backing. And Mario Cristobal is going to get time to get it right. And he said something earlier this week that struck me when he said, kind of everything's going to have to be looked at, and maybe things that worked at different stops won't work here. And that self-reflection that you need. When you go 5-7, yeah, there wasn't a damn thing that went right this year, especially when it's Middle Tennessee and Duke and some of the butt whoopings they took down the stretch.
And, John, at the quarterback position, man, because it seems like all three of them are going to be back. Speaking of Tyler Van Dyke, you got Garcia, and you got Brown. What direction? Is it like an open quarterback battle in your mind? And what direction should they go if you do have a bias?
You know, Ja'Kari Brown should have redshirted this year, Channing. I know some guys. Valdosta is only about 3 hours from here. I know some guys that saw him play at Valdosta, and they said, look, the kid's an unbelievable athlete, but he's not really ready to be a passer at the D1 level. Guess what? When he was forced to pass, whether it's Florida State or Pitt or Clemson, you saw that he wasn't ready to be a passer. So I think the best thing, at least starting with him, would be next year, let him redshirt. I would let Jake and Tyler fight for the job, like a true open competition in the spring. But I would also set an offense, whether it's Josh Gattis, which I hope it's not, or whomever comes in at offensive coordinator, tailor it around the strengths of your quarterback. Tyler's best games this year were North Carolina and a couple others where he was allowed to stand back there and throw it 50 times. That's who he is. Jake Garcia, you could use a little bit more of the mobility, but you even saw in the fourth quarter, the second half against Pittsburgh, when he gets comfortable, the kid can throw the football. You just got to find ways to simplify it. But I wouldn't leave any job and say, hey, it's your job. Tyler should be the favorite, but him and Jake, and heck, throw Ja'Kari in there. Hell, throw Emery Williams, who's going to come in as a true freshman next year. Every one of them in spring has a chance. Whoever does the best, that's going to be your starter against Miami of Ohio next year.
One of the criticisms this season was Coach Cristobal's game day coaching. Did you have an issue with it during the season, now that you look back on it?
Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, I love Coach Cristobal. I told y'all before the year, I'm all in. I'm a little soured. I think you could tell by my tweet and some of the appearances on here, it really hurt to go 5-7. But his game day coaching acumen was puzzling, to say the least. There were times in games where you should be in a hurry-up scenario, and it seemed like the team had no sense of urgency at all. There were times it felt like he needed to use timeouts, and he didn't. There were times where his rotation, and I'm not sure that he always was calling who's in and who's out, but it's like, why is Leonard Taylor getting 20 snaps, and he's clearly the best defensive lineman you have? Why were certain receivers out there when they time and time again continue to drop passes? Why were running backs out there that continue to fumble the football over and over again? There were things Coach Cristobal did that really made me puzzled. And, you know, for all that he's been through, being a former Miami player, how in the hell do you not have your team ready to play against Florida State? How do you come out against Clemson with no plan to try to do anything offensively other than play scared and not go after them? So there were things that he did on game day that really had me puzzled. I think he's a great recruiter. I think he will get 40 to 50 new kids in here during this offseason and maybe get things right. But, you know, there's some stuff that needs to happen with him on game day that he needs to change.
What about you? Still talking about decisions made on offensive defense. What about Gaddis and Steele? Are you set on them, or you think there's a chance they can move?
Bye. If Gaddis wants to go to Iowa, I saw that report. Dude, I got a U-Haul truck. I think Amon Richards has college hunk that hauled junk. We can pick you up and send you on. Kevin Steele, I'm a little more patient with, although his defense was not good. You talk about five games over 40 points, they were bad. But Kevin Steele's had proven success at multiple stops. So I might be willing to give him another year. Josh Gaddis, not only no, but hell no. It's got to change, and it's got to change. You had 8 yards against Clemson. Crowder, me, you, and Hockman, 3-on-11, could have lined up in quarterback sneak the entire first half and had 8 yards of offense. You scored three. You did score a touchdown for 9 quarters. Again, I could have grabbed the old Tecmo Bowl playbook that had 4 plays and scored a touchdown in 9 quarters. Whatever he did didn't work. I've heard, and you could kind of glean from some of the parents' comments, that he wasn't exactly the most warm and fuzzy guy to be a coach under. So, no, he's got to go, bro. This is 2022. You got to go out and score 35, 40 points a game, not average 17 against Power 5 competition.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Can anyone beat Georgia in the college football playoffs?
No, they're going back to back. I think Ohio State presents a different challenge. Really, in the Kirby Smart era, the only quote-unquote power they haven't played in a playoff game is going to be Ohio State. I think Ohio State presents a challenge with C.J. Stroud and those receivers, although I thought Jaxon Smith-Njigba was going to come back. It just announced that he's going pro and isn't going to play in the playoffs. But you saw against Michigan, Ohio State is S-A-W-F-T, soft. Georgia's going to bloody their nose. They're going to punch him in the face, and eventually Ohio State's going to fold. I think Georgia wins that one, and Michigan and TCU can combine teams, and they're not going to beat the Dogs. Dogs are going back-to-back, and it's going to be hard for me to deal with all these Georgia fans barking at me time and time again.
Hey, man, are the Bulldogs fans annoying? Because, John, I was up there when Rick had that run. Was that like 02 to 06 when they were just double-digit wins? And those damn Bulldog fans were annoying as hell.
Channing, the good thing then was they were annoying, but they never won anything. So at the end of the day, you could point and go, dude, my school's got 5. Florida's got 3. You guys haven't won a title since Herschel's brains were a little less scrambled than they are right now. Now all of a sudden they've won a title and are probably going to go back-to-back, and they just look at me and go, we feel bad for you. You're like a Cowboys fan. Like, you were cool 20, 25 years ago. Now you guys, we just feel sorry for you. And I have no retort. The only thing I can say is, well, we still have more national titles, although that may not last a whole heck of a lot longer.
Yeah, you got to do. You got to take it like a man. When you haven't earned it, you take it like a man, and you hope that it comes around back our way. Did you watch the Dolphins? Did you watch the Dolphins game yesterday, John?
Yeah, I went to the Falcons game. I got some. We actually won some tickets through the Falcons, so I took Kane to the game. We left there, and I made it home about mid second quarter. Just disappointed when you don't have both your tackles. Bosa just destroyed them, and then, you know, of course, that little smug son of a gun, Kyle Shanahan, wins 2 challenges, which really changes the course of the game. You know, Gesicki, I thought he had a catch, but it was clear he didn't catch it on the sideline on that fourth down. And I thought the holding penalty at 17-10 was the game changer. Mostert has a first down at the 13. You're going to tie the game up. Very next play is an interception. Dolphins are going to be fine. I saw all these Dolphins. Tua sucks. What in the hell have y'all been watching? Like, is the suntan going to your head down there? Because Tua is fine. He had with an inaccurate game yesterday, didn't play his best, and still almost threw for 300 yards against that 49ers defense. They'll be fine. Get right against the Chargers, and then a huge one in Buffalo in 2 weeks.
Does Eric Fisher signing amp you up? Because for some reason, Indianapolis Colts didn't want to keep him, and they were trying to reload. He was great with KC, but I'm a little worried he might be old.
He's old. Didn't he tear his Achilles in the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Yeah, he was on IR coming out, yeah.
Yeah, and I've torn both Achilles, and I can tell you, you're never the same. Now, I'm not a world-class athlete, but this scares me that Terron Armstead, and I know he tried to practice last week, that it might take longer than we're all hoping for. We need him back. Like, if the Dolphins want to win a Super Bowl, and they are a Super Bowl contender, if they want to win it, Terron Armstead has to be playing left tackle. Then I'm perfectly fine with Brandon Shell over at right tackle. And if Eric Fisher's just there as an emergency, that's great. If I got to bring him off the scrap heap and he's my starting left tackle this week, I'm concerned for Tua Tagovailoa.
Couple of nice games for exposure, though, coming up this Sunday night. And then we learned today the next game against Buffalo is going to be Saturday night in prime time. This is a time that they really need to shine, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, yesterday you got a lot of the country saw you at your worst. You know, Tua inaccurate, defense not tackling particularly well. You lose to Mr. Irrelevant, the third-string quarterback. So you had all of those scenarios play out. Go beat the Chargers because the national media wants to tell us how wrong we were for taking Tua over Justin Herbert. All I've seen Justin Herbert do is throw critical interceptions in the fourth quarter with games on the line. Go kick the Chargers' ass. It's huge for wild card implications as well. And then it keeps you in the chance to potentially move up against Buffalo. What I hated yesterday is KC lost. If you win that game, you're sitting in the number one seed right today.
John Michaels, we heard it here first. He will be back at Hard Rock Stadium next season as a season ticket holder. I mean, that says something, John. That says something about your fandom.
Yeah, it hurt. There were maybe some tweets where I said I wasted a lot of money. The Florida State game, full disclosure, is the first game of my life I left at halftime because I had some idiot Florida State fans.
It was bad, though. I mean, there was literally they were never in it.
No, from the time they called pass interference on that first drive, game was over. And I had some Florida State fan that kept tapping me on the shoulder. I went Crowder on Twitter yesterday because I saw Crowder go ham on somebody, and the guy deserved every bit of it. But I turned around and looked at this FSU fan. I said, you touch me again, and you're going to sleep. And and his boy goes, I think you ought to leave him alone.
Oh, they can go 1-11, and John's going to be back the next year. He can't not love the Canes. It's in him. He has it on him. His son's name,
no,
Canes.
He's going to be there, Hawk. I get it. This particular season, I think because of the amount of excitement, correct me if I'm wrong, John, but that's why I was so kind of distraught at the end of the season. None of us said that they're going to the college football playoffs. We weren't expecting a national championship. But the excitement, because Dan Day was even giving us a headline earlier about one of the commits that they flipped yesterday or today. You know, we were so excited during the offseason. Absolutely everything went right. From getting Dan Radakovich to getting Mario Cristobal. I mean, every single thing went right. And then the football season came around and every single thing went wrong. So it was just a really strange, you know, period of time to stomach as a Canes fan.
Yeah, if you would have asked me at about 10:30 the night of November the 5th, when I think I had, is it Diamond Dolls that might be in Pompano? I kind of got drug into that one and ended up there. You would ask me at 10 o'clock that day, was I buying season tickets? My answer would have been hell no. But Crowder's right. Dude, my love is so deep. I can't turn my back on them. This is the worst year of my life, and guess what? It's going to get better, and hopefully it gets better starting in 2023 because I think I've been saying that now since 2002 when I weighed about 180 pounds and could still run a 4.5 40.
Plus, they're a basketball school. They're a basketball school, Crowder. I mean, the football stuff is fun, but they're a basketball school.
I'm worried about this Diamond Dolls. You should have asked to sit in the Crowder section.
I did see your face on one of the chairs, and it was kind of weird, but I said, that's my boy Crowder, so I think I'm okay.
There you go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. John Michaels U. Thank you as always, John.
Anytime, guys.
There you go. John Michaels doing the show today on a Dolphins Monday from Boca and Cairo. Of course. I mean, why wouldn't we be? South Korea scored a goal, by the way, while we were talking to John there. So it's 4-1 Brazil in the 81st minute. Don't go anywhere. We still got a lot to get to here. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And all the snorkeling.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Dolphins fans. Don't let it get to you yesterday. Just one game. And they are favorites, by the way, in Los Angeles Sunday night. They are 2.5-point favorites over the Chargers. Does that surprise you?
It does, actually.
Yeah, me too.
West Coast staying out there for a week, but I love it. I love that they, you know, even after a loss, that everybody still believes in them. And Vegas, as we know with our gambling escapades we're going through, Vegas knows something. So.
They seem to know something. They do seem to know something.
We got another Bosa to deal with, though, too.
I tell you what, I would be okay never seeing any one of the Bosa brothers line up against my offense again.
Goodness.
Unbelievable.
We got the wrong one. Why did we get the dad in Miami?
I know. We got the wrong. Out of all the Bosas, we got John. No offense, John. Out of all the Bosas, we got John.
We need one of these babies.
That's funny. Forgot we had John Bosa on this team. Yes. All right, couple things going on. We want you to see the band Rise Against. They're coming to Sunset Cove Amphitheater in Boca, where I am right now, on February 16th. Rise Against, Sunset Cove Amphitheater is a pretty cool place to see a concert. We can help you get there. You can enter right now at WQAM.com for your chance to see Rise Against with special guest Silverstein and 4 Years Strong. All you have to do is go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. Speaking of contests and winning, we told you at the beginning of the show today, Solana, who is off because he's out in the West Coast, but he'll check in with us periodically throughout the week. Solana's got tickets all week to see an Inter Miami game next year, and if you know who they might end up acquiring or not, that would be a pretty good prize. So we do have a pair of tickets. Now, I can't tell you what game yet because the schedule's not out, and I can't tell you where you'll be sitting and when it is, but you can win a pair of tickets to see an Inter-Miami game next year, courtesy of Coca-Cola, and I'll give those away right now. Dan, what caller number do you want to take for these? Anything jump out at you?
Let's do 10 for Messi, just in case.
All right. Just in case. Caller number 10, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 10 gets the pair of Inter Miami tickets, pair of game tickets for next season, all made possible by Coca-Cola. All right, I'm watching the end of the Brazil-South Korea game here. It is in the 91st minute. There's 4 minutes of stoppage time, so just about 2.5 minutes left. Brazil leading 4-1. They never trailed in this game. They were up 4-0 at one point, so they're just kind of running it out here. 4 o'clock hour is coming up on this Dolphins Monday, so do not go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.